Singing starts from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Arba Achen, Shneimen, Nisuin, Shtei Achayis, Mishnah Chavavim and Aleph. Four brothers, if two are married to two sisters, Umeis, Nisuin, Achayis, Ha'elu, Chaltzis, V'loi, Mishyamis. If the two brothers died, so then the two sisters could only get Chalitza, cannot get Ibum. And the Gemara has two reasons for it. Gemara first thought the reason was Yeh Zika, Shmamani Yeh Zika, the Yeh Zika Mechdi, Hanach Mitzvei Batikas, and Haile Yah Mechadah, Vali Yah Mechadah. We see for me Yeh Zika, so since each one is Zikukatim, each one is also Achay Zikuka. It's Isav Achay Zikuka, Krayv Zikuka, it's like Achay Zisha. But if Ein Zika, so what's the problem? Why can't they each be Miyabim one? They're coming from two different places, they each need Yibim. Each brother can miyabim one. So Ham says, "Leila Melach, Ein Zika Mishum Dekstava Asal Levato Mitzvus Yavamim." So you're now going to marry the relative of Yavamim, because it will come out Asal Levato Mitzvus Yavamim. And the Gemara explains, "Loma and the miyabim chad mayis idach." Maybe while you miyabim one, the other one will die and become a levato Mitzvus Yavamim, and that will cause a bittul to the Mitzvus Yavamim. It will cause that the other one won't have neither yibim nor chalitza. So the Kavanah declares, is this din of Bittul Mitzvah Zivam a din deraisa? Why would it be a din deraisa? Because mi deraisa, there's a chiyuv to either do yibm or chalitza. So mitzvah say deraisa. Let's say they do neither yibm nor chalitza. So maybe that's a Bittul Mitzvah say. So now if you marry the Yavama's sister, so now you're not going to be able to make any mitzvah doing yibm or chalitza. So you're being mevatel, mitzvah say deraisa. But it writes it's their Rabbanan. Because the emphasis, the Gemara says earlier, Chalitza b'makim yibim la mitzvahi. Mitzvahs yibim is kedemis la mitzvah chalitza. So here you have two mitzvahs to do. So you're going to tell me I can't do the mitzvah of yibim, which is the ikar mitzvah, because then I'm going to be mevatel the mitzvah safe in the other one, I have dafka to such a din. Because maybe it's better to do one mitzvah completely properly than to do both mitzvahs a more b'dievedika thing of chalitza. And the chayyim could be meisif, koshkein, to worry that the other brother will die, really, v'emes, you can do both of them yibum, and I can do both of them chalitza, because maybe, when you do one yibum, the other one's gonna, the other brother's gonna die, and be patam, mikal, v'kal, from one of them, koshkein, that's not a svar. He also says, that you could stop saying, that even if the whole bittul's only come by day grama, you're really just causing a pter for the mitzvah, so maybe there's no shash isatayu with that. And that would apply even if there's only one brother, and he has the Yavama, and he decides to marry his sister, if you hold Ein Zika, or Kapanim, the Dinmi Deraisa. So he's Vadei being Mevatel, the mitzvah of Chalitza Vibim from the Yavama, without gaining anything. Not the pshat that he's gaining the mitzvah of Vibim from this Yavama, and losing it from the other one. But still, the whole thing is a grammy, just causing a ptur, that's not called the Bittul Mitzvah. And it means the Raya, because Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold the Vassal of Atta Mitzvah Sivan, like the Gemara said earlier. Now, Rabbi Gamliel's case was that one's married to a Ktana, and one's married to the Gedolah, he's only married to the Ktana Midir Abanan. So that's a Midir Aysid is a Chiyiv Mitzvah Zibamanim, and he could do Chalitza with the Gedolah, but he's not, because he doesn't want it to become Asur on his wife. And Rabbi Gamliel says, fine, Ishta Imam, Velusu Tetsi Mishum Achaisisha. And the Gemara brings the Raya, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold the Bittul Mitzvah Sivan. And then Taisa says it's only because he's married already, but even that, if the din would be midaraisa, even if he's married, l'chayr, there should be a issa tivato mitzvah yivamid. And koshkein that the rishonim there right now, like Taisa, they say Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold of the asal of vato mitzvah yivamid. Now the rishonim also nafchav zayinim adbeis amash maklar the din of asal of vato mitzvah yivamid is a din derabanan. But I just want to point out, the Karen Ayer is saying that the reason why you don't have a din deraisa is because it's al yedei grama. Rav Achreinim anyway hold that there's no mitzvah chiyuvis to do chalitza. As you have a case which happens, an elderly couple, let's say, dies and he has a brother, they never had children. So, and the wife is not interested in getting remarried, b'chlal. So does she have to do chalitza? Many Achreinim say no. The Beis Shmuel, Simen Kav Samachesiv Kandes, the Chacham Tzvi, Simen Alf, Nachla Shivis, Simen Chavei Zayis Beis. But they bring a Zayar, which says that they have to do chalitza because the neshama of the mace won't have any rest if they don't do chalitza. The Chasam Sefer and Ezra Chelik Beisim Behei says even the Zayah doesn't mean it's a mitzvah say the Raisa. It's a teivah to the nishmas hamace. He would always say, he'd always advise the elderly woman that you don't have to do chalitza, but if you want to do a teivah for your husband's neshama, you should do chalitza, and usually they do it. Bal Kavanim, that's what Rav Paiskim hold. Now there are achrayim that hold not the way the Aniyantiv Simon Kafayim Vav and the Nitziv in Hamik Shela. Shilta Kufna Nalan Eis Aleph, and also the Sefer Kavitz all around in the beginning, he even brings down that it's in the Kavitz Mepharshim at the end of the Rambam Maduris Frankel. But either way, they bring down that it's Mamasha Mitzvah Gemurah. It's a bitul mitzvah, say, if you don't do even Mechalitza. So according to them, that's what the Karenari is saying, that Lamaisa, it doesn't sound like Aslavata Mitzvah is a din deraisa. It sounds like Snam, the Rabbanan had a din that they don't want you to go and be Eikid Ezekiel even from a Yavama. Snam, it's a din. Not clear why they were massacring that din, but they were massacring that din because Altsa Etzim Chiv of the Mitzvah, like the Karenari says, Vaisis is the Rabbanan, Altsa Etzim Chiv of the Mitzvah, it's not called the Bittal Asay because you're doing an Aydei Grama. Now the Mishnah says, if one of these sisters are usher on one of them in Issa Erva, so it's not considered Zaktim, he's Asaba, because Nachaisa is no longer Achaisa Kuka, there's certainly also no Bittul Mitzvah Zivamin, because she's anyway an Erva to him, and she's not an Achaisa Kuka, because an Erva is not a Zakuka to him. But if it's an Issa Mitzvah, the Issa Kedusha, Chaletz Islam is Yabemis, because the Issa Mitzvah Kedusha is considered Zekuka Tim. And Rashi says, Issa Mitzvah, Ram Yekami Midaraisa. She is Mechuyiv Niba Midaraisa. She's a Shnei Medivri Seferim. Hilchach Asim Achaisa Dachaisa Kukahi. And then the Gemara says it in a few places. The Gemara in Daf Chaf Amin Aleph, that it says in the Mishnah, Achaisa Kshi Yivimta, Chaletzis Aimis Yabemis, the Gemara says, Achaisa Daman, Ilay Me Achaisa Issa Mitzvah, So you see that the fact that midaraisit is a chiyiv chalitza and nibum makes you an achaisa kuka. And similarly, on the afchavchesim and days, the Gemara also was bothered. What's the chiddush that by nisa shnia is the mitzvah dusha chalitza slaymis vemis by shnia slaymis kevin deraisit ramikame? What's the havim in it? She could be misyamim. She's certainly considered achaisa kuka. What's a little bit shver is like this. Rashi says, Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is, Ba'issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha, Chaletzis Olay Mishya Bemis, that she's not called an Achais, that she's still called an Achais Akuka. And Rashi says, the reason is because of the Raisa. Now, not all Issa Kedusha is that way. Remember the Sugya on the Afchafim and Aleph. Chai Ve'lavin, Midaraisa, Aram Yekamei, because you say, I say the Chaletzis say, and the only reason why there's an Issa Yibim is because Gzeir be Rishaina to be a Shnia. But chayve lavin v'asei, we say ein asei derchalaisei v'asei. So midiraisa there's no yibum, and there still is chalitza. Shaila exactly how to learn, but according to Kami Rishenim, this exeris akasav. You don't say kol she'ein olim and chalitza. We're dealing with chayve lavin v'asei. Now l'chayra chayve lavin v'asei. I mean the case is amana l'kayin gadol. That's a chayve lavin v'asei. Amana min a nesuin. So in that case, so in ba'alu l'kayin, like the Gemara says. Because midaraisa she doesn't have yibum. So is her sister considered an achaisa kuka? She's not ramikamei midaraisa for yibum, but just for chalitza. So kibshutai, that's what it says. It's a mitzvah sekdusha. It's a kedusha includes amana l'kayin gadol and who would an amana min a nesuin. So kibshutai, in that case, the achaisa also be called achaisa kuka. So vayistes from there that a zikas chalitza is enough to make her zekuka. To make the sister called an achay zekuka. So why did Rashi say midiraisa karma kamei? It doesn't apply to all the cases of issa mitzvah and issa kedusha, but there's one thing that does apply to all the cases, the fact that they're chaletzes. That we know that issa mitzvah and issa kedusha is chaletzes. So the fact that they're chaletzes makes it, and that's even midirabanan. Not to say midiraisa. There is a din chalitza. Even midirabanan is din chalitza. So why didn't Rashi say midiraisa yarmikamei, which only applies to shnia and applies to chayv elavin, the maskana segemar that we would say the chalaisa say, and it's only midirabanan? Why didn't Rashi say a tam, which would apply even to chayv elavin vasei, that they have Azikas Chalitza, and that Azikas Chalitza also makes the Chayza Kuka. So I say, maybe you could say, and I saw someone to say this, the Mishnah of Iron wants to say, he's Medayik from the Ritva, earlier in Daf Chaf, that the only time where the sisters, the Chayza Kuka, is when there's a Zikas Yibam, walk upon him, me the Rice is a Zikas Yibam. But if there's no Zikas Yibam, my Chay Velam Vasei, then she's not a Chayza Kuka, and she's Taka Mutter. Very big chiddush. He's medayiked away from the Ritva, he's medayiked away from the Tur, also away from Bissel and Maisa. And he says, our Sameach was medayiked away from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Afilu Aisa Achsen Nesuli Yavim Mishim Shnia, Oy Michai Vesei, Oy Michai Vilavin, Her Lechotz of Sloy Mishabas. Even if one of the sisters were also on the Yavim because she's a Shnia, or Chai Vesei, or Chai Vilavin, and the Rambam holds the Chai Vesei, also you say that, Midaraisa, they go to Yibam. So the Rambam just says Shnia Chai Vesei Chai Vilavin. All these three mean the Raisa go to Yibam. He didn't say Chai Vilavin Vasei. So the Sameach clears that maybe in a Chanami Zikas Chalitz is not enough to be called an Achay Sekuka. If mean the Raisa is no Yibam and Baal Lekanu like Chai Vilavin Vasei, so the sister won't be an Achay Sekuka. But the Sameach is not the way. The Mishnah is not Mashem the way. The Mishnah says Issa Mitzvah Issa Kedusha. The Mishnah and Avchav explained that Issa Kedusha includes a Manu Lekayin Gadol Kapasik Vatani, like the Gemara says Loishem and Erisim Loishem and Nesuin. And the Achrayim say it clear. The Karen Arya says it over here, the Amshe Shleimei, Alel Daf Chaf, and even Zikas Chalitz is called Achay Sekuka. So we still have a little bit Shrei the Rashi. It's a Bissel Shrei. Why did Rashi say Midaraisa Ram Yikamei? Why did Rashi say Mopashi? Because it's a Din Chalitza. So Rav Shul Rizovsky in the Shurim says that Be'emesin Azikas Chalitza Kamek you Achay Sekuka. But by Shniyas, the din that this chalitza is only because Midaraisa Ram Yikamei. I mean, we spoke about this on Daf Chaf and Aleph. Bechlal, but Shniyas. A Shniyas, a Rayas Midarabanan, or Shniyas Naman Isadarabanan? We mentioned the Shvus Yankov and Simon Kufla and Aleph says that Shniyas is a Rayas Darabanan. So in Mela, just like an Erev is Peturim and Eibim, Shniyas is Peturim and Eibim. The reason why they get chalitza is because the Chayim Midaraisa. Because Chazal didn't make them an Erev Mina Rabbanan Lekula, only Lechumra. See, the Arsameach in Perek Beis in the Chazim Malachi Yud Zayin brings it to Sefer B'Sam Reish says that he can't be Miyam Mishniyas Gzeir be Rishayna to be a Shniyah. Because like he's bothered, if my Nisa the Raisi says that the Chalese Kolshkin Nisa the Rabbanan. So he says the reason is Einachanami is because Gzeir be Rishayna to be a Shniyah. But the Arsameach says no. By Chai V'Lavin you have Gzeir be Rishayna to be a Shniyah. Say, I say the Chalese mean. But by Shniyah, Midarabanan, they're like Arayas. So the Etzim is no Asay de Chloisei when they're like Arayas. We mentioned the Tur in Evan Ezra says this Lashon. These people not B'nai Kedusha Machmas Erva, some Minatayra, some Minarabanan. Those in Minatayra, there's no Kedusha in Klal, and those in the Rabanan need a get. That's what the Beisei, that's what the Tur says. So Beisei Ezra is bothered, if they need a get, it means there is Kedusha in Taifsim. What are you saying? There are those that ain't kedushin types of midaraisa. There are those that ain't kedushin types of midarabanan, and the ones that ain't kedushin types of midarabanan need a get. That means kedushin not typesin. It's very not medirik the lashon. So the Akamesha says no, they need a get because midaraisa they need a get. But the pshat is that midarabanan they're an erva. We'll come at an afkamina. Let's say someone's mekadesh shniya, and then that shniya goes and takes Kedushin for someone else who's not related to him. So Pashas will say, the first Kedushin was Taifa, so the second Kedushin is work at all. She doesn't need to get from the second one. But if you say Midarabon and she's an Ervin, Midarabon ain't Tufsin Kedushin, so she needs to get from the first one because Midaraisa the Kedushin is Taifa, but she needs to get from the second one because Midarabon the Kedushin wasn't Taifa, what's the Gael Lechumra, and Afkamina Midarabon the second Kedushin is Taifa. So you said there from Rabbi Reuven and Rabbi Shmuzevsky, that's Tali and Nechakira. Is it Stam and Isidur Abanan? Is it Ervin Midar Abanan? So Tainit of Shmuel, Samela Be'etzim Midar Abanan, you don't even have a Zikas Chalisa. Midar Abanan, there are Rais. Midar Abanan is no Zikas Chalisa. We spoke there, the Kasha, the Ibiz, I wanted to pat to the Tzara. But Midar Abanan, they're total Rais. Mamela, the only reason why they have a Dinah Chayzakuka is because Midar Rais Ramikameh. The Gemara is Mashman away. The Gemara later on Afkhav Chesim Abeis. The Gemara says, the Gemara says Kasha, the Gemara says Pshita. Pshita that a Shniya, the Pshita that the Shniya, the sister is called an Achay Zekuka. She's Chaletzis. So Gemara says, Sagadai de Chamina, Lekat Issa Mitzvah, Makat Mitzvah, Erevit Usiavim Kamash Malon. Which sounds like this, that the Gemara thought that this Chalitza, Samela Vanitz Achaisakuka, because the Zikas Chalitza is also good enough, and the Gemara's Terit says, no, you would think Midar Abanan, she's an Erva. Since she's an Erva, Lekat Issa Mitzvah, Makat Mitzvah, Erva, Samela should not call the Achaisakuka. So Gemara says, if the Siavim came in the Raisa Ramik, make a Pagah Bachaisakasa. No, I can't finish the Siavim. The Maisa Midar Raisa is a Zikas Yivim. So Gemara says, "Sagleichem in Yerushim Mitzvah Avad Rabbana." But it's mashma that the Gemara was saying that the Zikas Chalitza would have had to make it that she's a Chayse Kuka. But no, but maybe an Issa Mitzvah has a din of an Issa Erva. So in other words, Midar Rabbana she doesn't have a Zikas Chalitza. And that the Gemara says, "Okay, but Midar Raisa she's Yamikamek." So it's that she should be considered a Chayse Kuka. So that's why Rashi is saying Midar Raisa Yamikamek Zikas Chalitza wouldn't work because Midar Abanan, there is no Zikas Chalitza. The whole Zikas Chalitza is because of the Chum Midar Raisa. That's what Shmuel Rozovsky says. And now let's go into the Sugya of Chalitza Psula. Mar brings down the name of Rav. Sholosh Achis Yivamis Shnofne Shnei Achim Yivamin. They have three sisters Yivamis that have an Afilas Yim to two brothers at a Yivamin. Zechelos La'achas V'zechelos La'achas and so is Shichah Chalitza Mishnei. Each brother is Chalitz one. And then the third one needs chalitza from both of them. Why? The Gemara's maskana is that they were nafla b'zeh chazeh. And the point is like this. When you chalitz and achais chalutzasei, so that's called the chalitza psula. And chalitza psula tzarech lachzer akola achet. So first, the Gemara says that proves that Rav holds yesh zika. Because only if you hold Yesh Zika, you could hold Chalitza Psula Tzarech Lachzer Kol Achet. And that's Tan Hesber. The Tzarech Chalitza Psula Tzarech Lachzer means there's something wrong with this Chalitza. So Chalitza of one brother is not enough. You need both Chalitzas. Why is that totally if it's Yesh Zika or Ein Zika? So Rashi says, because it's a Lima Zika V'Ramya Tavayu. Because Zika is strong, and she's Ramya on both of them. Rashi seems to be saying, that's two svaris, like we're going to explain. If you hold Yesh Zika, Lima Zika, and also Ramya Tavai. The Lashon of the Rajba is that it's only coined to Mount Yom Yesh Zika because Lima Zika Havle Ke'en Knisa. So Ein Bin Din, Shechalitza Zushi Psuli, it's enemy based Acha, Vakalacha Mafki Zikasa. If it's Lima Zika, so it's like they're married. And once they're married, so then the Chalitza, which is Psula, shouldn't get her out of her brother's marriage. Each one gets its own Zika. So this svar of Alima Zika is mashma like this. That there's Yisari Zika Machalikis Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. Like we explained a little bit before, in the beginning of the second paragraph, it could be it's a Deraisa Zika svar. Even though the Issa Kravis Zika Kasei is the Rabbanan, but could be the Machalikis of Yesh Zika Ein Zika has a Deraisa Zika element to it. The Shaila is in Lomdus. Terry says, to put it more simplistically, the Torah says, "Keish ma'achem achlov umeis achem em ben emlei leisi aishus ameis achutzul lishzar yivam yave aleam etc." Umleach mishnagas vintay also vintel shaylin is the kainu midu chalitza. So isn't the pshat that there's an issa to get married? There's an issa to get married, but she's not considered in any way attached to the yivama. She has an issa to get married. Unless one of two things. First of all, she could get married to the Yavam. She has to get married to the Yavam. And in case the Yavam doesn't want, so then they do Chalitza. But what's preventing her from getting married to anyone else is not an attachment to the Yavam. Or Al Kopanim, maybe you could say it a little bit more, it's not a Lima Zika. It's not so much an attachment. It's we're missing a mitzvah. Maybe there's Epis an attachment because we're missing a mitzvah. But the Yisayna Dovers are missing the mitzvah. So Mela wouldn't really make much of a difference if the Chalitza is considered a strong Chalitza or a weak Chalitza. The Musik doesn't shtim well. If the Pshat is, they're attached. So you need something to break the attachment. So then you could discuss how strong the Chalitza is. Is the Chalitza strong enough to break the attachment? But if the Pshat is that they're not really attached, so then it's not such a good svara to say that something is a chalitza psula, chalitza malin. It also says the rabbanan. The din of chalitza psula, chalitza malin, the din of the rabbanan. But the shaila is, the Rabbanan's takana, the Rabbanan looked at it like a shvacha chalitza, that's alsevil yesh zika, that there's some attachment here, that there's a big attachment here, that they're married, right? The lashon of Ashma is the ke'en knisa, the lashon of alim zika is a strong zika, so then we could say the Rabbanan saw this chalitza being up as a shvacha chalitza, so male doesn't work. I mean, you need both. But the man yama ain zika, so they're not really attached b'chalal. Stam, there's a mitzvah zivam, it's a mitzvah chalitza, that's what's preventing getting married to shuk. You makayim, the mitzvah chalitza is in the sky even the shvacha chalitza. Maybe if one of them has a shvacha chalitza and one has a stronger chalitza, that's a discussion. Rashi's mashma even ain zika would hold that way because maybe this writes something. And the pshat is, you have to do the best chalitza possible. But anyway, it's a shmacha chalitza. To say you need both, that doesn't stim so well. Navas, if you hold that there's an attachment, there's a marriage, so the word is good. You have to cut the marriage somehow, and a shmacha chalitza can't do it for the whole values. But on Daphne and Aleph, the Ramban says a different svar, which I think maybe Rashi is also being meramis by the Ramya Tavai. So the Gemara there is a machalikish of Agmi and the Rabbanan. If you have this takana, that when a Yavim gives a get, he passels her. There's such a thing called a get by Yavim. It's a takana's chacham. And you have also, when a Yavim does maimer, so the maimer is chal, she needs a get, and no one else can be miyavim her. So the shayla is, if you hold, if zidin of yesh get acha get, a yesh maimer acha maimer. Rabbi Gamliel says, ain't get acha get, ain't maimer acha maimer. Once one Yavim gives a get, no one else can give a get. The get was already given. They weren't misakin a get for another yavam. And same thing with maimer. Once one yavam does maimer, it's not shaykh for any other yavam to do maimer. Mashayin kain, the chum hold. No. Yesh genach get, yesh maimer acha maimer. So the Gemara held in the beginning, the Maimer Havimina, that that's totally in yesh zika and ein zika. That if you hold ein genach get, it's because you hold ein zika. If you hold yesh genach get, it's because you hold yesh zika. What's the shaykhis? So Ramban says like this. The lashon in the Ramban is that the man yom ein zika. So the get in the maimer, his lashon is going on the kedushe achiv. A kedushe achiv kaima. The agida bekule vesa. It's going on the kedushe achiv. So therefore, one get works for the whole bais. If you hold yesh zika, then the maimer and the get is on his zika. So then his brother has his own zika and therefore could do his own maimer and get. What he means by kedushe achiv, I think he means is a klolius de gezika. Kol yisdik zika for the whole bias. So male, if one gives a get, so good, a get, the bias gave a get. Can't have another get, another get's worthless. It's from the same bias. Vashenken yesh zika means it's individual zika. And he writes like this, he says, v'chein nir li tam, chalitza psula shich alachzar. Why? Because a chalitza psula is as if it's like a get. You're pattering your own zika. You're not pattering the kedushim rishonim of the ach. You're pattering your own zika. A yibum patters the whole bais. A chalitza ksheri says is b'makim yibum kaimi. But a chalitza psul is like a get, which only works for your own zika. So he's saying like this: lemania meyesh zika. Each one has their own marriage. Each one has their own marriage. So mela a chalitza psula doesn't work for the other marriage. A chalitza ksheri does a shayna a yibum. A yibum stam works for the whole thing. She's miyubim. That's it. End the story. Chalitza ksheri is also end. A chalitza psula doesn't work for the whole marriage. It works for your marriage. Yena has his own marriage. If you hold ein zika, so we don't have two marriages. There's one zika in the house. So there's none of kamina, mine and yours. If it could work if there's only one brother, so then who are they with the two brothers? There's only one thing. That's, I think, Rashi's medayik ramya atavayu. If you hold ein zika, it's not ramya atavayu. They don't each have an individual zika. There's one zika for the house, good. So just like a chalitza psula works when he's the only brother, when the two brothers also, it's a chalitza psula of the house. It's not afkamina, me and you. That's the Ramban on Daphne and Aleph. Now also there's a machlokes yishayim and snegei halacha lemaisa. What exactly is a chalitza psula? Rashi says chalitza psula claim a gerua, that if he wanted to be miyam, he couldn't, because a chayis chalitzahi, therefore lav ma'aliyasahi. But Taisus argues. Taisus says Rashi holds that any time he can't be miyam, it's a chalitza psula. But Taisus says no. It's only a chalitza psula when there's a chsayin in the zika. L'mashal, achayzuk kasa l'mandem yei zika. Achayz chalitzasa inav yod ein zika. could be considered a chalitza psul, because they're like a chayis ishta. That's a chsarin in the zika. A balas get, which is daim to chalitza, a balas maim, which is daim leknisa, like we'll see. And also a seita derabana, and the Yerushalmi calls the chalitza psula. But other things like asa levatel mitzis yavamin is not called the chalitza psula. And say the Gemara's Gerushasai. Now, the Rambam holds like Rashi, like the Gaon points out. The Rambam in Hilchos Yibum, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud, writes, when he has a din of Chalitza Psula, he says, V'yir li shekacha din bebeiz yivam es habayis yivayis echad ve'echmeh masura al yivam mishum shniya, oi mechai ve'lavan, oi mechai ve'asei. If let's say it's a shniya, or chai ve'lavan, or chai ve'asei, shem cholatz la'asura, lehut esarasa. So, chai ve'lavan, chai ve'asei, a shniya, is not a chsayun in the zika. It's not an iser. Not like a issa erva derabanan, which is a chsayun in the zika, or balas gedder, or balas maim, which is a chsayun in the zika, or a saita, which is a din tumma, mid derabanan, a chsayun in the zika. It's not an iser. So you see, also like Rashi. So that's an afkaminam in la locha, in the two shitas. There's a kasha, the gemara in daf chafam and days, sounds mavur that by chai ve'lavan, it does pat the tzara, the gemara by suadaka and kurshavcha. I mean, that doesn't say clearly the tzara, but bi'is kayngad l'ba'almanam, it says about peteris sarasa. It could be there's because the tzara is also a chai ve'lavan. They're both chai ve'lavan. Malkabanam, that's a machlekes. Reb Nachum explains, what's the svaris a machlekes? Rashi holds, the sign of chalitza psula is not because of a chsarin and the zika. The sign of chalitza psula is ke'en like kol she'en o'liv men o'liv chalitza. A chalitza that's b'makam yibum is a good to chalitza. A chalitza which anyway you couldn't do yibum, that's a shracha chalitza. It's not b'makam yibum, there's no imlayach v'itz. Not tali and zika. But Taisus holds no. Taisus holds the sign of chalitza psula is as a felt in the zika, felt in the chalitza. A chalitza is only as strong as a zika that it's coming to overcome. When there's a chsarin in the zika, there's a chsarin in the chalitza. He says that's why Taisus holds that lemaskanis hagemara, if you hold ein zika, there's no such thing as a chalitza psula. Because Taisus l'shitasai, chalitza psula comes from a chsarin in the zika. If you hold ein zika, that doesn't exist. Rashi holds no, chalitza psula is betzim. Chalitza psula is not to do with zika. Chalitza psula means a chalitza which is not done with makam eden, it is a shachar chalitza. So even if not ein zika, the musig of chalitza psula exists. A shayla is maybe the chalitza psula works if you hold ein zika like we explained before. But at least it could be a havamina, that kapanim when you have a chalitza mali and a chalitza grua. So maybe there's such a thing. According to Taisus, the whole chalitza psula is based on the fact that heyos it's a shvach zika, that's memela called the shvach chalitza. So memela, that's why there can't be a musik of chalitza psula if you hold ein zika. So come to this, if you what he's saying, it's a third reason why chalitza psula is tali in ein zika. There's a reason because ein zika b'chlal, the whole din of chizur, there's nothing really to cut off, there's nothing really to be matir. Anyway, ein zika. So memela, they wouldn't be matzach, they'd be marzah kolachin. There's a reason like the Ramban, that if you hold Yei Zika, it's an individual Zika for each. If you hold Ein Zika, it's one Zika clawless, so it's not doesn't pass Zichel Achzer. We have like Taisus, the whole Bechlal, it's not even called Psula if you hold Ein Zika. Not Psula Bechlal. Psula means the fact that this Shrach Zika makes it Psula. If you hold Ein Zika, so Bechlal. It can't be Psula Bechlal. That's what will come out, the way of Nachum's learning Taisus.